Welcome to Parshat HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayera. And let's begin with the beginning of the Parsha where the Torah tells us, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'eloinei Mamre. Hashem appeared to him, meaning Hashem appeared to Abraham in the plains of a person called Mamre. V'hu Yoshe Pesach Ha'oil G'chayim Ha'yoyim. And he, meaning Avraham Avinu, was sitting at the tent in the heat of the day. Context, of course, is the way Rashi explains it to us, that Hashem appeared to him because it was the third day after Avraham Avinu had circumcised himself, and Hashem came to visit, as you visit the sick. And he was sitting outside because it was hot. Hashem didn't want to bother him with guests, so therefore Hashem made it extremely hot. But Avraham Avinu really wanted to be hospitable, as that was the greatness of Avraham Avinu, hachnasas orchim, hospitality and kindness. And therefore he was sitting outside waiting for guests. So let's just break this down a little bit. First of all, where did Hashem appear to him? Be'eloinei Mamre, in the plains of Mamre. Why in the plains of Mamre? So as Rashi tells us, that it was Mamre. Avraham Avinu had these three friends, Oner, Eshkol, and Mamre. It was Mamre that gave Avraham Avinu the advice to circumcise himself. That's why Hashem revealed himself to Avraham in the place that belonged to Mamre and gave him credit for it, so to speak. In other words, Avraham Avinu had consulted with Mamre, and Mamre had advised him to do the Bris Milah, and he did it, and that's why Hashem revealed himself on that plains of Mamre. The Das Kelim Bale HaTois is one of the Mefarshim and Chumash asks a question. He says, can we contemplate this idea that Avraham Avinu, an important person like Avraham Avinu, a tzaddik like Avraham Avinu, who was tested so many times and he always passed the test with flying colors, when Hashem would tell him to circumcise himself, to have a bris, he would go consult with someone else? What does that mean? He would chas v'sholem say to him, do you think I should do it or not? Obviously he would do it. Hashem told him to do it. He was going to do it. Even though he was 99, even though it was difficult. So he explains, no, of course that's not what happened. What Avraham Avinu did was he came with a obvious thing to Mamre. He said, listen, Hashem told me to circumcise myself. I'm going to do it, of course. That's what Hashem wants. Do you think I should do it secretly, or I should do it in a way where it's well known to others, where everyone knows about it? Mamre was the one to give Avraham Avinu the advice to do it in a public way. So everyone should know, everyone should learn, others should emulate. That's one idea. The second idea, He says the Taz Skenim Balatoysis, that again, Avraham Avinu of course was going to do it, but Hashem had commanded him to circumcise himself and to circumcise his households, meaning Yishmael and his servants. So he went to Mamre to ask the following question. What should I do? They don't actually want to do it. They're resisting. That's what the Taz Skenim says. So Mamre said, what you need to do is the following. Circumcise yourself first, and then Yishmael. When the rest of the household sees what you've done and what Yishmael has done, they will accept it upon themselves. Be an example. And that's exactly what Avraham did. It says in the Pasuk, Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, in the midst of this day, in other words, in a very public fashion, Avraham Avinu circumcised himself and Yishmael, and then, of course, everyone circumcised himself in his household, and they followed suit. I actually think both these things are amazing in terms of a lesson of how we live our life. First of all, right now, we're living in a time of challenge and darkness. We need to be proud Jews. Obviously, we need to live responsibly and take the measures that we need to take. But we cannot hide, we cannot cower. We need to be proud and open Jews and even strengthen our Yiddishkeit much more than we have till now. And that was Mamre's advice. Don't do this secretly. Do it with pride and on display. And the second, of course, is a lesson of how we influence others, how we persuade others. The most greatest tool, the greatest strategy to influence others to change is by changing ourselves. Mamre says to Avraham Avinu, if you circumcise and Yishmael circumcises, everyone else will follow. And that's what happened. Now, on this pasuk by Yera Elov Hashem, there's a beautiful little story. I might have told it before. It's a story with the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, who, as a young boy, he was 4 or 5, he went into his grandfather, who was the Tzemach Tzedek. Now, the reason he went into him around this time of the year is because his birthday is 20th of Cheshvan, And that's when he was born. And he went into his grandfather, who was then the Rebbe, to ask him for a blessing. And as he came into his grandfather, he started to cry. And his grandfather, his Zayda, said to him, "Why are you crying?" And he said, "Because I learned in Chumash, I learned in the Parsha of the week, that Vayera Elav Hashem, Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu. And I want to know, why doesn't Hashem appear to me?" And the Tzemach Tzedek answered him the following. And he said, when a Yid who is 99, a Yid who is a Tzaddik, 99 years old, decides that he has to circumcise himself, he deserves Hashem's revelation. Now we have a principle that whatever happens to Tzaddikim, even when they're young, is a lesson for all. So from the story, we have to learn a lesson both from the question and the answer. If the Rebbe Rashab was a small child and he was crying, "Why doesn't Hashem reveal himself to me?" What that means is that that should be the aspiration of every Jew, whether we're young or old, or whether we're young or old spiritually speaking. We know that age doesn't always work according to the passport. It's not only a physiological thing, age is a spiritual thing. We might be physiologically or physically older, but we're spiritually very young. But nevertheless, no matter where we are in the journey, no matter where we are in our spiritual level, our aspiration, our quest, our desire should be to experience closeness with God, to experience divine revelation. That should be our request. That should be our thing. We should say, it's not only reserved for Avraham Avinu on that sense, but in some way, it's something that we can all experience. But then we have to understand the answer of the Tzemach Tzedek. That no matter how advanced we are, no matter how much we've tried, we always have to know that we still have to improve. Bris Milah, the circumcision, is a symbol of tikkun, of correcting. That Hashem created a person imperfect and we still have to change. We are always imperfect. No matter where we are on the spiritual spectrum, but one thing is for sure. If we realize whether we're young or older, we always still need to change. We're never perfect. We still need to grow. Then we deserve and we can experience on some level Hashem's revelation. Now, what follows from this pasuk is the famous story of Avraham Avinu seeing the angels and then he asking Hashem, so to speak, to hold on, and he runs towards the angels to see what is going on and to welcome them in. And of course, Chazal, our rabbis tell us that we learn from Avraham Avinu a very, very important thing, that Gedoyla Hachnosas Orchim, Hachnosas Orchim is so great. Hachnosas Orchim, hospitality is so great, that it's Yoyser Mikabalas Bnei Ashkenaz, it's even greater than receiving the divine presence. Because Avraham Avinu, so to speak, left the conversation with God and went to welcome the guests. So we learn that idea from. The famous question is, we learn that idea from Avraham Avinu, but how did he know? How did he know that was the right thing to do? We learn it from him, but how did he know? And one of the answers given is an amazing idea, that the Ovos, the patriarchs and the matriarchs were such great people, that they were what we call in Kabbalah a merkava to elokus, a chariot to godliness, which means they were so in tune with their godly self that they had trained their physical body to do whatever Hashem wants. When Avraham Avinu was talking to God and he saw the guests, he felt himself moving away from God, so he knew, no, we can't do that. We can't trust ourselves like that. But he could. He could trust his spiritual instinct and he knew it was the right thing to do. And that's why he knew it was the right thing, and we learned from him that it's the right thing. Which, incidentally, explains a very interesting phrase later on in the parsha, at the end of the parsha. At the end of the parsha, we learn the story of the Akedah. Avraham Avinu is commanded by God to take his son and offer him up on the Mizbech as a sacrifice. He goes, and he's got the wood, and he binds Yitzchak on the Mizbech, and he wants to take the knife to slaughter him as the korban. It says, Vayishlach es yodeh. Avraham Avinu sent his hand to take the knife to slaughter his son. And at that point, the Malach calls out and says, no, take him down. That wasn't Hashem's intention. Just to test you and you've passed the test. Essentially, and he blesses him. What does it mean by Yishlach es yodeh? He sent his hand. What kind of phrase is that? You don't send your hand. You take something. Why doesn't it just say that Avraham Avinu put Yitzhak on the Mizbeach and then Vayikach, he took the knife? What does it mean he sent his hand? What happened here was an amazing thing. This time Avraham Avinu, the real truth was hidden from him. He received a command from God to shecht his son on the Mizbeach. He put his son on the Mizbeach, he did everything, but it actually wasn't Hashem's intention to slaughter Yitzchak. But Avraham Avinu, for the purpose of the test, did not know that yet. So he thought it would be his natural instinct. Once he's put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, the next step would be a natural move to take the knife, and his hand didn't go, because it wasn't the will of God. And somehow Avraham Avinu was confused, and he thought, oops, I'm slipping up, my body is not working in line with God's command. So Vayishlach es yodah, he sent his hand to take the knife, but then quickly found out that it wasn't his spiritual weakness, that his limbs weren't in tune, his limbs were very in tune. But in fact, wasn't the will of God to actually slaughter Yitzchak. One final idea about Hachnosas Archim, about hospitality, because the Rambam talks about the greatness of the hospitality we learn from Avraham Avinu. What does it actually mean? What type of hospitality was it? So at the very, very end of the parasha, we learn that Avraham Avinu was living where he was visiting, by Yitel Eshel, and he planted a tree. And Chazal tell us that he planted the tree, it wasn't just a tree, but he built a whole inn. He built a hospitality center where there would be food, where there would be drink in abundance, where there would be a possibility to sleep over. And also the Eshel stands for Achila, eating, shtiya, drinking, and levia. He would accompany them. Avraham Avinu would always accompany his guests to make sure they were safe. And the Chazal and Medrash goes further and says that in that center, he also created a Sanhedrin, a place of learning to deal with the spiritual needs and the questions that people might have. And it's that pasuk that teaches us the greatness of the Hachnosas Archim and the greatness about what this parasha is teaching us, that the Gedoyle Hachnosas Archim, that the greatness of hospitality is even more than receiving a divine presence. It's not just about feeding someone when they need a meal. It's about the sensitivity. It's about taking care of them. It's about going beyond the call of duty. It's about putting in a heart and soul. And it's about that when we come into connection with someone, we have a mindset that we have to care for this person both physically and spiritually. It's that type of Hachnosas Archim that the Rambam talks about, that we learn from Avraham Avinu. And that's the Hachnosas Archim, about going beyond ourselves, giving up from ourselves, not just to fulfill our obligation and to, you know, feel our conscience soothed of the fact that we did some nice work or we did some kindness to another human being, but to put our heart and soul to the point that we sometimes give up our own comfort in order to take care of another person. Which then leads in at the very end of the parasha to the story of the Akedah, where Avraham Avinu was prepared to give up everything and listen to Hashem's command, the Mesiras Nefesh, because that was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's whole being was about giving up himself. It reflected both in the Hachnosas Archim and it reflected in the Akedah, and it's from him that we learn and from him that we inherit this idea of kindness, but also the idea of Mesiras Nefesh, about giving up from ourselves to help others and to be connected to Hashem. Have a good week and a good Shabbos. May we hear only Psuras Tovus, good news.